Difficult for me to understand the absolute truth because my intelligence is not very great. But if you will kindly explain it to me, even though I am not very intelligent, I can understand it and thereby feel transcendental happiness.
Tade tanme bijani jathaham mandadhi hare sukham buddhiya दुर्बोधं जोषा भवदनुग्रहा सो दिस इज सबमिशन द प्रोसेस ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग ट्रांसेंडेंटल सब्जेक्ट मैटर इज नॉट बाय चैलेंज बट बाय सबमिशन The whole bhakti process is submission. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. Tinadapi sunichena taroropi sahishnuna omanina manadena kirtaniya sadah. If one is interested to advance by chanting, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that you should be humbler than the straw or grass and tolerant than the tree. Tinadapi sunichena taroropi sahishnuna omanina without feeling oneself of becoming very proud of intelligence, he should give respect to others, and in this way one can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra offenseless. Devahuti, although mother of Kapildev, because she is woman, not only woman, because she is going to be disciple, or the student, she is presenting herself as very humble student, not that superior mother, no. Tadbiddhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya. One has to learn, the first condition is pranipat. Prakishti rupena nipat. Complete surrender. Pranipatena. Then pariprasna. Saddharma pritcha. First of all, pranipat, full submission, then pariprasna, guided by seva, service. We have to please the spiritual master, the teacher, by service. This whole bhakti process depends on service attitude. Sevanmukhi hi jivhado. I have several times explained this verse. Atha Sri Krishna namadi nabhavet graiham indriyai. Our present material senses are blunt. By this present senses it is not possible to understand the transcendental nature of Krishna, His name, His form, His quality, His pastimes, everything of Krishna, they are all dibbam, divine. Janma karma cha me dibbam. So, dibbam, transcendental subject matter, is not possible to understand by this material blunt senses. Therefore, one has to purify it. That is bhakti mark. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. One has to purify the senses, and when the senses are purified, then with that purified senses, rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchya. When our senses are purified, then we can serve Rishikesha. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. Bhakti means to serve Krishna, the master of the senses, by our senses. But these present senses, they cannot be fit for serving Krishna. It has to be purified. How this purification is possible? Sevan mukhe hi jivhado. By engaging oneself in service of the Lord. And the first service begins from the tongue, jivhado. We have got many senses, sense organs, but devotional service begins from the tongue, jiva, jivhado, by chanting. It is very difficult subject matter, but it is made easy because Devahuti says, sukhaṁ buddhiya, very easily I can understand. Because I am woman. So Krishna is open to everyone. Sriya Vaishya Satha Sudra. Although they are considered less intelligent, still Krishna is open to everyone. And especially in this age, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Vriju. Simply by chanting Krishna's name, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha, one becomes liberated And then Param Brajat, he is transferred to the spiritual world. Although this Kali Yuga is full of faulty things, everyone is embarrassed with so many difficulties. Still, very easy method. This is spoken by Sukadev Goswami after describing the faults of Kali Yuga. There are many hundreds and thousands of faults. People will suffer. They are all described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. People, intelligence, bodily strength, mercifulness, everything will be reduced. And so many things are described. Some of them are very prominent even at the present moment. Just like in the Kali Yuga it is stated, Lavanyam Keshadharam. People will think by keeping long hairs they will become beautiful. Lavanyam Keshadharam. So that is very visible now, especially in the Western countries. They keep very long hairs. Dampatye ratimeva hi. Marriage, husband and wife, they will be simply by agreement. Nowadays that is happening. You go to a marriage maker and agree, marriage is finished. Not like before. Dampatye ratimeva hi. And rati means sex desires. So long their sex desires will be completed, they can live. Shikaram eva hi udbahe. These are stated all. Vipratte sutram eva hi. To become a Brahmin, just have a sacred thread. Sacred or not sacred, get a thread, that's all. Without executing the Brahminical duties, that is going on. In this way, there is a long list of Kali Yuga's activities. So after submitting the list, Sukadeva Goswami says, Kalo dosa nidhi rajan asti jiko mahan guno. My dear King Parikshit, I have described all the faults of this Kali Yuga, but there is a special advantage in this age. That is, he said, Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Braja. People can become liberated and go back to home, back to Godhead, simply by chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Kadirunna. So, this easy process, Sukham, Jivhado, it begins from the jivha, tongue. If you kindly train your tongue to chant Hare Krishna Mantra, and if possible without offense, there are 10 kinds of offenses. If we avoid the offenses and you chant Hare Krishna Mantra, you become liberated. And it is very easy. Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Param Braja. Mukta, anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna Mantra, if he is chanting sincerely, sincerely or not sincerely, if he chants then he will become sincere and purified. Cheta darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nidvapanam. So, this is the easiest process. So, durbodham josha bhava durugraha. But this chance is gotten by the grace of Krishna. Bhava-danugraha. If Krishna sees somebody that he is sincerely chanting Hare Krishna mantra, he is within everyone. Ishara sarva bhutanam riddhesha arjuna tishthati. So he can understand that here is a sincere devotee. Then he gives chance. He, as Chaitya Guru, the super soul, Chaitya Guru, and this external Guru, he gives the chance of meeting external Guru also, his representative, so that Krishna helps a sincere devotee externally and internally. Internally, he helps himself as Paramatma. Buddhi yogam dadamitam, Krishna says, I give him intelligence from within. And without, externally, his representative, the spiritual master is there. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata bij. Combination of Guru and Krishna. By the grace of Krishna, one gets a bona fide Guru, and by the grace of the bona fide Guru, one gets Krishna. This is going on. So, as we are fallen, similarly, Shastra has given us very easy method to appreciate our transcendental life, our blissful life. That is Krishna consciousness movement. This we are teaching everywhere, that you chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Sabanang Kirtanang Vishnu, and when they are advanced, they are engaged in deity worship, in preaching work, and so many others. Sabanang Kirtanang Vishnu Smaranang Pada Sevanam Archanang Bandhanang Dasam Sakham Atma Nivedanam. So, Devohiti Devi, he sees, thinks herself, because, O man, Josha, Durbodhang, so he, she is accepting her son as Guru, and very submissively, and she wants to understand the very difficult subject matter very easily by the grace of Kapila. This is very important thing, to receive the causeless mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. Both. By Krishna's mercy we shall get spiritual master and spiritual masters. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he has very much stressed on the mercy of Guru, and that is actually fact. If we receive the mercy of Guru, if we can satisfy Guru by our service, and if he gives his blessing, that is very, very great opportunity. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. Guru is confidential servant of Krishna. Guru never claims that he is Krishna, he is God. That is not Guru. Guru, although worship as Krishna, Krishna, sakshad haritena samasta shastri, not in one shastra, but all the Vedic shastra, they describe Guru, Guru Brahma, there is scribe on the equal footing. Guru being representative of Krishna, he is worshipped as Krishna. Sakshadharitena samasta shastri. All shastra recommends that. Tatha bhavata eva sadvi. And those who are pure devotees, they accept. But that does not mean that Guru declares himself that I am Krishna, I am God. No. Kintu prabhuja priya eva tas. He is the most confidential servant of Krishna. Therefore, he is very dear. And as he is very dear to Krishna, if he recommends somebody, Krishna accepts him, he will accept. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. That is the system. Guru is very confidential servant of Krishna. Why confidential servant? Because he is canvassing door to door, please become Krishna conscious. Please surrender to Krishna. Krishna says to Arjuna, sarva-dharmān parityajya mamekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. And Guru takes that very mission, but does not say like Krishna, that you surrender to me. He says surrender to Krishna. But one has to surrender to Krishna through the via media of Guru, not directly. This is the process. Therefore, Guru accepts, respects from the disciple, not for his personal self, but conveying the respect to Krishna. This is the process. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat. Jasya prasadat nagati kuto. If you cannot get the mercy of Guru, then it is very difficult to approach Krishna. We cannot approach Krishna directly. Evaṁ parampara prāptam evaṁ rājarsaya vidu. That is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Parampara. Guru, he offers the same respect to his guru. His guru, he goes in this way, goes to Krishna, parampara. As the mercy of Krishna comes through the parampara system, similarly, the offering of respect to Krishna goes up through the parampara system. Therefore it is stated, bhavadanugraha. Bhavadanugraha. Please kindly become merciful upon me. So in this way, one has to learn how to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our Vaishnava system is adu gudbhasram. If we want to approach Krishna, then in the beginning, adu, the beginning is to take shelter of Guru. That is being shown by Devahuti. Although his son, he is begging the mercy of Kapildev, so that by his mercy she could understand what is devotional service and how to approach Krishna. Tadetanme bijani jatahang mandadhi. So this is very good qualification. Mandadhi. My intelligence is not very sharp. Manda. That is especially in this age. Of course, Kapildev and Devahuti was not in this age. Still, she is submitting because she happens to be a woman. And although she is such exalted woman that she could give birth to the personality of Godhead Kapildev, she was not ordinary woman. Still, she thinks Mandadhi. Aimless intelligence. Mandadhi hari hare. My dear Kapil, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. But I am Mandadhi. My intelligence is not very sharp. Still I want to understand the sublime subject matter, transcendental subject matter from you. So it is possible. You see, bhavadanugraha. If you become merciful, then it is possible. This is the process. So in order to get the mercy of Guru, to jasya prasadad bhagavat prasadam, we must search out a bona fide spiritual master, representative of Krishna or Kapildev, and then we shall submit and offer service. In this way, we shall please the Guru, and if he is satisfied, then our business is complete. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasad. Jasya prasadat nagati kutopi. This is our. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended this process. This process, jnane priyasam mudupasa namanta eva. The process of understanding or approaching the Supreme Personality of Godhead is this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved this when he was discussing with Ramananda Rai. So, the process of approaching the Supreme Lord. So, he first of all explained the Varnasam Bhakti. Varnasama charvata purushena parapuma Vishnu aradhate. The human life is for Vishnu aradhana. That is the human life. Vishnu aradhana. The varnasam, the system, chaturvarnang maya system, Krishna says, why he established this chaturvarnang maya system? Because through the Chaturvarna systematic institution following the rules and regulations of Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, one can approach Lord Vishnu. Vishnu aradhate. This Varnasam Dharma is very important. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that it is very difficult even to execute the rules and regulations of Varnasam Dharma in this age. Actually, that is a fact. Therefore, after explaining Varnasam Dharma before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Iho Bhajya. Yes, it is one of the process, but in this age it is very difficult. Who is going to be Brahmin? It is very difficult. Especially it has become very difficult in India. We are advertising, we are soliciting, please come here in this Hare Krishna land and just become a Brahmin Vaishnava and we shall try to serve you by giving you a good place. But nobody is coming. Therefore, it is very difficult to revive the old Varnasam Dharma culture. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, no, no, it is all right, but it is very difficult now. He is practical. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Namo Mahavadarnayam. Krishna Prema Pradayat. He is studied by Rupa Goswami as the most munificent avatar incarnation. There are many incarnations, but he is the most munificent. Badana, the supreme charitable. Why? Krishna Prema Pradayat. He is distributing love of Krishna like anything. Krishna Prema Pradaya. One cannot understand Krishna Manushanam sahasesu koshchit jatati siddhaye jatatama visiddhyanam koshchit vetti mantha. To understand Krishna is very, very difficult. Out of many, many millions, a person, one, tries for making his life successful, and out of many, many such successful, jatatamapi siddhyanam, one who has attained siddhi, such person, one may understand Krishna. So Krishna, to understand, so first of all, we cannot understand Krishna, then where is the question of love of Krishna? If you do not understand somebody, how you can love him? Love is far, far away. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that he is distributing Krishna prema. Take anyone. Come on. Krishna prema pradayat. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very practical that I want to give Krishna prema. One should be ecstatic, emotional in Krishna prema. One shall cry for Krishna. And he taught everyone by his practical example how he was mad after Krishna. Govinda virahinami sunnayitam jagat sarvam. Govinda virahinami. This is Krishna prema. Without Krishna, one should see everything vacant. This is Radharani's prema. And that is not possible for ordinary human being. It might be possible for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and few devotees. Just like his immediate disciples, the six Goswamis, they were also following the same principle. In Vrindavan, the six Goswamis used to live, but they were seeking Krishna, becoming mad. He Radhi Brajadevi ke chalalite he nanda sunakutaha si govardhana padavatale kalindivane kutaha goshantaviti sarvato brajapure khedai mahabhuvalu bande rupa sanatana ragujugau sri jiva gopal. So they were mad after Krishna. Where is Krishna? They never said, we have seen Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he said, I was dreaming of Krishna, and why you awake me? I have lost the chance. In this way, they are making bhajan. This is called viraha bhajan. Viraha bhajan. Separation. That is very recommended process. So we should be awakened, awaken our consciousness, Krishna consciousness, in such a way that being separated from Krishna, we shall become mad after him. This is called Krishna prema. That prema was being distributed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is still distributing. So, how this prema can be awakened easily, that has been recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, quoting from Lord Brahma's prayer to Krishna, Jnane priyasam mudapasa namanta eva. Don't try to understand Krishna by your teeny knowledge. We are imperfect. How we can speculate on Krishna? That is not. Because there are certain persons, jnanis, they want to know, just like theosophists, they want to know the absolute truth by speculation. But that is not possible. Athapi te deva padambujaddayam prasadalesanu grihito evahi janati tattam na channa ekopi chirang vichinnam. Chirang, for many, many years, if you speculate, you cannot understand Krishna. You have to receive the mercy of Krishna through the spiritual mouth. Then it is possible. That is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sthane sthita suti gutang tanuvang manobhi ji prayasa ajito. Krishna's another name is Ajito. You cannot conquer him. When Krishna was present, he had to fight with so many demons, but nobody could conquer him. That is the history. He conquered everyone, but nobody could conquer him. He is conquered by his devotee only, that's all. That's what his name is, Ajito. Ajito, if you want to conquer over Ajito, then it's simply Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that don't speculate. Sthane sthita jnane prayasam udapasam namanta eva be submissive. Krishna, I am very poor. Krishna, I have no means to understand you. So, if you kindly be merciful upon me, then I can understand something about you. Surrender. That is what. Krishna is very merciful. As soon as he sees that somebody is surrendered, sinnathāṁ sakathā krishna punna savana kītana riddhantastra vadrāni vidhunati suhissatāṁ. If we, this is the process, if we hear about Krishna, sthāne sthitā sutigatāṁ tanuvāṁ manobhi, you remain in your position, don't change. Either you are Brahman or Shudra or grihastha or sannyasi, doesn't matter. But you hear about Krishna. This is the process. This is the first class process. So, we are opening hundreds and thousands, not thousands, we have opened about 102 centers all over the world. But we want to open thousands. But we are in need of assistance, but nobody is coming. Anyway, the Europeans, Americans, some of them have joined. Still, we require many thousands. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is prithivite ache jato nagoradi gram. He wants to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, not in this city or that city, but nagoradi gram. Just like here we have opened a center in Gandhi Gram. But in Bombay, such hundreds and thousands centers can be opened. It is so big city. Similarly, there are other cities. It is required. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Prithivite ache jato nagoradi gram, sarvatra prachar haiva munna. And that is the duty of the Indians, Bharat Bhash. That is also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haila Ja Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropaka. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Krishna Prem distribution, is the best, topmost paropakar welfare activity. Therefore, every Indian should take up this job. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma. So, every Indian should understand the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or the philosophy of Krishna, Krishna consciousness, the same philosophy. Krishna says his philosophy is sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam saranam. Just surrender to me. I'll give you protection. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is the same. He is Krishna. But as he has appeared as devotee, he says, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, you Indian, Bharatbhasi, you just try to understand this Krishna philosophy, Bhagavad Gita. And make your life successful and go door to door and say this, Krishna upadesh. What is Krishna upadesh? Sarvadharman parityajyamami. Yes, you become guru. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So, we should give chance to people to hear about Krishna. Therefore, we are opening so many centers. Please come and hear about Krishna. Then, gradually, you will assimilate. Because Krishna and Krishna's words, they are not different, absolute. When we hear about Krishna, that means we are directly associating with Krishna. And the more you associate with Krishna, the more you become purified. Riddhantastha vadrani vidhunati. Krishna helps in washing your dirty things within the heart. Chaita darpana marjanam. The same thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. Then, when we are free, tatparatina nirmalam, we become purified. Then immediately we revive our Krishna consciousness and engage ourselves in Krishna's service. Thank you very much. Yes. Yes.